From Arizona Public Media in Tucson, I'm Robert Rappaport. Now that we've had a taste of summer rain, mosquito breeding in Arizona is picking up, with state health officials confirming West Nile virus in Cochise, Maricopa, and Yavapai counties. The Arizona Department of Health Services says most people infected with the mosquito-borne virus don't develop any major symptoms. Shona Anderson is the department's deputy bureau chief for epidemiology and disease control.
Most people definitely have mild symptoms, although, you know, the virus can cause, you know, symptoms in your brain, and so that can be very severe, and, you know, it rarely gets to that level, but people, you know, should be aware, and if they are getting a severe headache or have high fevers, to seek medical care.
As the West Nile season picks up, Anderson says DHS again is taking part in the national Fight the Bite campaign from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. She says there are some simple steps you can take to minimize your chances of being bitten by an infected mosquito.
Being aware when you're going outside to put on mosquito repellent, wearing long sleeves so that you're not getting bites yourself. And then you can also really help the community by making sure that, you know, you're looking for water spots around your house. And people forget oftentimes, you know, you got a pot that's flipped over the wrong way and, you know, you need to dump that water out so the mosquitoes can't breed.
Not only are Tucson residents trying to keep mosquitoes out of their homes, the city government is dealing with its own problems. Tucson Water spokesman Fernando Molina says the Sweetwater Wetlands, located off of Interstate 10 and West Sweetwater Drive, is a prime source for mosquitoes.
It actually is an active part of the reclaimed water system for Tucson Water. The wetlands provides a natural treatment process for backwash water from our reclaimed water filtration plant. The second part of the Sweetwater Wetlands is that it actually is a public park. So it provides the public an opportunity to come and learn a little bit about the historical wetlands that we used to find in the region here, but also to learn about some of the wildlife that is attracted there. And it actually is an area that receives a lot of attention from birders. Photographers spend a lot of time out there.
And since that area is wet all of the time, Molina says that tends to be a problem.
The fact that we have slow-moving water out there, because the water that goes through this treatment process does move through the wetlands, but it is very slow-moving to make sure the natural treatment processes are working. But it does create habitat for mosquitoes. And so a integral part of maintenance for that facility is mosquito control.
Molina says part of that control is using traps,
so that we can kind of monitor the amount of mosquitoes that we find out there, just to track to make sure that things are at levels that are appropriate. But on a regular basis, we do applications of a natural larvicide. So this prevents the mosquito larva from growing into a full-fledged mosquito. That's one of our most effective tools that we have.
Molina says regular applications of larvicide become problematic when lush growth occurs, so the city has a workaround.
Because it is a wetland, and because it has this very nutrient-rich water flowing through it, the growth, the rushes and the sedges and the reeds that grow out there become very thick and heavy, and they really limit or obstruct our ability to get the larvicide where we need to. Once a year, usually during March, we allow portions of the wetlands to dry out, and we conduct a controlled burn in there so that we can thin the vegetation out, and that allows us to make our larvicide applications much more effective.
Tucson Water's Fernando Molina says he's visited the Sweetwater wetlands many times, and he doesn't really notice the mosquito problem is any worse there than at any other place around town. I'm Robert Rappaport, Arizona Public Media.